It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in wherever you might be. I appreciate you. All my people at home, my people at work, my people getting to the money, my people on the roads, the highways, the byways, everywhere. Shout out to my folks who are serving in the military. My first responders, my firefighters, my people on call, my people in the doctor's office, the back rooms, the emergency rooms, the cooks, the chefs, the bartenders, the back of the house, the front of the house, everybody. DoorDash, Uber, UPS, FedEx, all of y'all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? Well, however you're listening now is one way. There's the Odyssey app. It's free. There's your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know what the station is where you live. You might know what it is. I don't. You got to tell me where you live first. SiriusXM Channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, and shout out to everybody watching on YouTube. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, you can watch the stream on YouTube. We have a live video stream of me in the studio. Shout out to everybody in a YouTube and YouTube chat and all that good stuff. I see y'all out there. Just search the Infinity Sports Network and you can watch the stream. Please only do it if you can do it safely. It's really that simple. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Doesn't matter what you got. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm everywhere. Yeah, even TikTok. Hickey, it still exists, right? It's still here?
It is back.
TikTok, it was gone for what, 8 hours, 18 hours?
Yeah, you blink and it was already back just like that.
Yeah, what a crazy world. Well, anyway, I'm everywhere. I'm here with you right now. And we have discussed a lot in the show so far. Open up the show by talking about Jimmy Butler suspended another 2 games for missing the team playing today. He just came off of a 7-game suspension. Ben Johnson formally introduced as head coach of the Chicago Bears. You got Aaron Glenn accepting the head coaching job, an opportunity with the New York Jets. They still don't have a GM. They still don't have a full-time quarterback. God only knows what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they've been rejected. Like, they don't have a head coach. And the guy that they were talking to be their head coach, the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he said, no thanks. Said, I don't want to coach your miserable-ass organization. And so as a result, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired their GM today. They basically said, hey, man, you stink. You got to get out the clubhouse. It's like an episode of the Little Rascals. Like one of the kids stink and they go, man, you're making all the girls run away. Get your stink ass out of here. Little Rascals were fun. Little Alfalfa. Hey, they were fun to watch. Anyway, we have so much more to get into. This is going to be fun. Last night, we found out who's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, and the ninth full-time reliever to go into the Hall, Billy Wagner. Ironically, the only man, well, one of the only other relievers in the Hall of Fame, the only man voted in unanimously, was Mariano Rivera, former New York Yankees closer. Ichiro Suzuki was one vote away from being the second unanimous player to go into the Hall of Fame. And yesterday I rattled off some of Ichiro's accomplishments. 10-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner, MVP, Rookie of the Year in his first season. I could go on and on about how awesome he is. And I made it an entire point to let people know that the guy who did not vote Ichiro into the Hall of Fame is a crackpot. I could say worse, but that's what I could get away on the radio. Well, I think I can. Or I think I did. But anyway, Ichiro's in the Hall of Fame. He deserves it. CeCe Sabathia deserves it. I know pitchers aren't getting to 300 wins anymore because they're not pitching full games. I understand all of that. CeCe's deserving. Billy Wagner getting in his last chance and opportunity. Good for him. There's some stars. Some of the biggest stars that baseball has ever had. There's some stars that will never get into the Hall of Fame. Well, let me not say never. They haven't gotten into the Hall of Fame. They may never get into the Hall of Fame. And so today, because it's Wednesday, if you're new, if you're unfamiliar, this is what I do. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd. And in a matter of seconds, in a matter of minutes, I'm going to share with you a top six list of Major League Baseball players who have not made the Hall of Fame. Who is on the outside looking in? What kid? You know, who's on the outside? Well, who's on the inside looking out? Like, think about this like detention. All your friends are outside playing ball, basketball, football, baseball, hockey, field hockey, lacrosse, whatever the hell it is that kids do, dodgeball, kickball, and you got your face up against the window looking miserable because you were on your worst behavior. No fun for you. And so without wasting any time, as I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, and super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York, it's time for a new top six list of Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame. Who's best but bad?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top six list. We're taking a look at the best six Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's a reason why these guys are not in the Hall of Fame, but they were still good, right? And do they deserve to be there? I'll leave that up to you. I'll give you some opinions on the way, or maybe I'll give you one big opinion at the end. But you want to talk about the best players, the top six players not in the Hall of Fame? We got to start with this guy and this number, I should say, right now.
Number six.
He knows speaking no English. Oh, on occasions, he forgot how to speak English. Because I heard the guy speak English for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, and then all of a sudden, he ain't no speaking no English. It is Slammin' Sammy Sosa. This man was a part of one of the most prolific home run chases at the end of the 90s. Helped bring baseball back following the lockout and the strike, I should say. And Sammy Sosa, this man was hitting home runs, ninth all time in home runs. As a matter of fact, nobody in Cubs history has more home runs than Sammy Sosa at 545. But here's the reason why Sammy is not in the Hall of Fame, okay? Because according to the New York Times, he was amongst more than 100 players that tested positive for steroids in 2003. Sammy Sosa, his relationship with the Cubs, it soured. This man is speaking in front of a congressional panel. He's just like, I don't know what you guys are saying. I don't understand anything. I don't speak English. And then this man was traded to the Orioles. Yeah, for Baltimore. Career was basically done by then. He was washed. And then he's sitting in front of the Orioles press conference, and they're asking him, Sammy, like, what the hell about the steroids? And Sammy spoke English this time. Listen to what he said.
I don't want to make comment about that. And I really... You know, it's something that it is, it's a situation that is very, very delicate.
Oh, it's very delicate. Well, it was so delicate with the Cubs that he basically didn't have a relationship with them for the better part of almost 20 years. Sammy Sosa was persona non grata when it came down to the Chicago Cubs. Until recently, at the end of last year, Sammy Sosa said sorry. He didn't admit to doing steroids. Sammy Sosa said, there were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries, in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes and I apologize. Okay. I know how to read between the lines. You didn't break any laws, but you made mistakes. Okay. Wink, wink. Then tell us what those mistakes are. Anyway, now that Sammy Sosa said, I'm sorry, the Cubs brought him back. They're putting him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, just over the past week, Sammy Sosa, he was on the Marquee Sports Network. He's like, man, I didn't know that they would love me like this. They love me. They really love me.
I never expect that reaction. I was happy just to be here to see the fans clap and give it one more time or two more time, you know, the way that I do it, you know, put it in the show. So I'm glad that I'm here and I'm honored to be here today.
Oh, that's sweet. Sammy Sosa going into the Cubs Hall of Fame. Sammy Sosa not going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Sorry, Sammy. I got Sammy at number five. Top six Major League Baseball players not in the Hall of Fame. Who could be the next number?
Number five.
Oh, it's the guy in the home run chase with Sammy Sosa. The guy who was always winning the home run chase, especially if we got to go back to 1998. It's Mark McGwire. Yeah, Mark McGwire. I got him here at number five. Yeah, he's one of the top baseball players ever to never get into the Hall of Fame. He could blame Jose Canseco for just putting him on blast. Mark McGwire was on that same congressional panel in 2005 with Sammy Sosa. And he was asked about steroids and what he did and what he did not do. And Mark McGwire was just like, hey, guys, I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the future. Oh, so you did it. No, I'm just here to talk about the past, not the future. So you're pleading the fifth. I'm just here to talk about the future and not the past. Mark McGwire swore up and down he didn't do nothing until he did. And he admitted, Mark McGwire, in 2010, told everybody, man, yeah, I was using steroids off and on for an entire decade. Man, I was using steroids when I broke Roger Maris' record. He was hugging his son after hitting home runs. Roger Maris' son was right there watching Mark McGwire break his records, and Mark McGwire was cheating. Back in 2010, he spoke to the Associated Press. It all came to light. Mark McGwire started to cry in his apology.
Mark McGwire has finally come clean, admitting he used steroids when he broke baseball's home run record in 1998. In a statement sent to the Associated Press, McGwire says that he used steroids on and off for nearly a decade, and he apologizes for his actions.
I apologize to everybody in Major League Baseball. My family, the Marises, Bud Selig. Today was the hardest day of my life.
Man, that's tough, right? Damn, Mark McGwire not in the Hall of Fame. I got him on the top six list, one of the greatest players to not get in the Hall of Fame. Sammy Sosa, six. Mark McGwire, five. And this is
number four.
Oh, don't expect an apology from this guy. This guy will throw a bat at you. He'll throw a baseball at you. Accurately, mind you, before he apologizes. Oh, this is a pitcher. This is Roger Clemens. Yep, I got him at number four on my list. Top baseball players to not get into the Hall of Fame. And the last time he was eligible, we know that you need 75% of the vote. Well, he ended with 65% of the vote in 2022. It might take one of these special veterans committees in a few years to put Roger Clemens into the Hall of Fame. But right now, he ain't going. Despite being one of the best pitchers ever, how about this? Seven Cy Young Awards. Most Cy Youngs ever. That means you are the best pitcher in the league. He has seven of them. Nobody has more. 354 wins. 4,600 strikeouts. Two-time World Series champ. This guy is a Hall of Famer with his numbers, right? Yeah. Except for they're not just going by the numbers. How did you attain those numbers? The Mitchell Report stated that Roger Clemens used steroids. We could thank his former trainer, Brian McNamee, for ratting him out. And then they said Roger Clemens lied to Congress under oath that he never took steroids. And then they said, you lied under oath, so now we're going to get you for lying. We're going to hit you with perjury charges. And then there was a mistrial because sometimes lawyers are stupid. And then Roger Clemens was found not guilty because they couldn't put the evidence on him. And so Roger Clemens, he's just been rolling scot-free, even though there are some federal prosecutors who said there was evidence that they had that there were syringes with Roger Clemens' DNA on it. Hickey, how did the DNA get on the syringe if Roger Clemens never used steroids? How did that happen?
A miracle, maybe? Is that possible?
Yes, like how Jesus got here, right? Is that how that was? A Christmas miracle?
Exactly right.
Yeah, Roger Clemens pitching Jesus. This man, he sat down with Joe Buck on Audiorama. Roger Clemens, no apology. Roger Clemens basically said, man, even if they put me in this Hall of Fame, these dumbass writers have sucked the joy out of it for me. Listen to this.
I'm to the point right now where, I mean, I say it, but I probably don't mean it, but I wouldn't even, if it happened, the joy of it's gone.
Don't say you don't want to go in. Don't.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm just going to tell you the luster will, I'm worried about it, but the luster would, the luster would not be the same.
Yes. Like, I guess you've teased the man for so long. He's just been teased. Roger Clemens can get in. You don't take one of these old veteran committees of old guys sitting around go, hey, just put Roger Clemens in. I got Roger Clemens at number four on my list. Top six Major League Baseball players not in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens, four. What's next?
Number three.
Oh, hey, look at this. It's another New York Yankee. Except for this guy said, well, I didn't take drugs when I was with the Yankees. I did it before I got there. I did it when the Texas Rangers gave me a 10-year, $252 million contract, which at the time was the biggest contract in professional sports history. And number three, one of the best players not in the Hall of Fame, it's Alex Rodriguez. You want to know how cool Alex Rodriguez was? He sat in front of Katie Couric, and he's just like, yeah, I was on that list, but that list is a lie. I ain't take no drugs. Listen to this man lie on 60 Minutes. Look how smug. Listen to how smug he is.
For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
Have you ever been tempted to use any of those things?
No.
You never felt like, this guy's doing it, maybe I should look into this too. He's getting better numbers, playing better ball.
I've never felt overmatched on the baseball field. I've always been in a very strong, dominant position. And I felt that if I did my work since I was a rookie back in Seattle, I didn't have a problem competing at any level. So, no.
Hey, I felt so good. I was always in a dominant position. I didn't need to use drugs. So, no. Fast forward. This man's body has fallen apart. The Yankees sue him. The Yankees suspend him for being a part of the Biogenesis scandal. He then sues the Yankees and Major League Baseball for suspending him. It's just a complete bleep show. And then Alex Rodriguez, he sounds very different than what he did. He actually admitted he took some drugs. Listen to this, what he told ESPN. I'm sorry.
I did take a banned substance. And you know, for that, I'm very sorry and deeply regretful.
Oh, by the way, Alex Rodriguez, you need 75% of the vote to go into the Hall of Fame. Yesterday, Alex Rodriguez only got 37%. Yeah, not looking too good for A-Rod. A-Rod, not looking good for A-Rod. 14-time All-Star, 3-time MVP, 4th all-time in home runs, 4th all-time in RBIs, one of the most dangerous hitters ever. Third best player not in the Hall of Fame. If I got A-Rod at 3 and he's one of the best of the best of the best, who could I possibly have here?
Number 2.
A 17-time All-Star. A 3-time World Series champion. This man has more hits in Major League Baseball than anybody. Unfortunately, in 1989, he was charged with gambling on games he managed and played in. I think you know who this is. In 2004, he finally admitted that he did it. It's Pete Rose. And God rest his soul, Pete Rose is no longer here. Pete Rose passed away last year. But before Pete Rose passed away, he made it very clear about being banned from baseball and not getting into the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose is on Chatterbox Sports and he says, you know what? Don't put me in when I'm dead.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Because for a player to go into his or her Hall of Fame, it's more or less for your family and it's more or less for your fan base. And I'm big on both of those two things right there. And I know most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone that's 10 feet under. And I always thought about that. What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame after I die? I can't think of anything good about that.
Kind of eerie hearing from him because he's no longer here. He will never see himself going in the Hall of Fame. He won't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a top six list of the best Major League Baseball players not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, if I got Alex Rodriguez 3, if I got Pete Rose at number 2, who could I possibly have at numero uno? I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break, this is the greatest player not in the Hall of Fame. You'll hear it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. It's Wednesday. I've been bringing you a new top six list. Today, a look at baseball's best players. It's top players who are not in the Hall of Fame. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one on the list. Let me give you a quick recap before we hit numero uno. At number six, I gave you a slamming Sammy Sosa. Finally getting back into the good graces of the Chicago Cubs after more than 20 years. He said he did some wrong things. He said he never did anything illegal. He just made some mistakes. Mistakes. People on the stream can see the air quotes. At number five, I gave you Mark McGwire. At least Mark McGwire admitted what his mistakes were. About damn 15 years ago, apologized to everybody. Everybody. He said sorry to everybody. I'm sorry to the Maris family. I broke the record and I was doing drugs off and on for 10 years. Just pumping myself up. Pump it up. And number four, I gave you Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens is like, man, y'all put me in a Hall of Fame. Y'all done took the joy out of it. So what? Oh, that's right. He can't go into the Hall of Fame. Not voted at all by the sports writers. He has to wait a while for that. He has to wait for the Veterans Committee to vote him in. But they sucked the life out of Roger Clemens. Whatever. At number three, I gave you Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, one of the best players ever to not make the Hall of Fame. After A-Rod lied and lied and lied and lied and lied and lied and lied some more, he finally came clean. He said, yeah, when the Texas Rangers gave me all that money, I felt obligated to live up to the hype. I needed a little bit of a boost. Yeah, my cousin hooked me up with the Bowley. Yeah, my cousin down in Miami, he's giving me the drugs. It sounds like a movie. Yeah, Alex Rodriguez, now maybe possibly future owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Former fiance of Jennifer Lopez. A rival of Derek Jeter? Hickey, did I miss anything? What else is Alex Rodriguez?
I was going to say Fox superstar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He still does that?
He was on Shark Tank for a few episodes.
Shark Tank fame. He's still a liar, though, right? Liar? He's a liar?
Still a liar. Okay. It is. I think it still applies. Carries over.
If you were a liar, are you still a liar?
Yeah, so if you're a cheater, like once a cheater, always a cheater. I think that lying, cheating, kind of, you never shake that tag.
I heard that on Ricky Lake in 1994. Like, they told that to one of the guys on the stage. They're like, hey, once you're a cheater, you're always a cheater. That was some good talk. Ricky Lake, Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse Raphael, Jenny Jones. Yeah, those are some great ones. Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater. I learned that from daytime TV. Anyway, Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, cheater. Anyway, he's number three on the list. Top six Major League Baseball players not in the Hall of Fame. And number two, Pete Rose. Not in the Hall of Fame. And if he goes into the Hall of Fame ever, and I think one day he will. I might be dead by the time he gets in. He won't see it. Passed away last year. The Hit King. Got Pete Rose number two on my list. So if I got Pete Rose at number two, and I got A-Rod at number three, you want to talk about the best player to not be in the Hall of Fame? We're only up to this.
Number one.
It has to be Barry Bonds. Was it? Come on. Now, I don't know what the hell the end of his career would look like if he wasn't doing the stuff, which, by the way, is never said he did the stuff. Also, by the way, some of the federal prosecutors say that Barry Bonds' DNA was also on some of these syringes, but he never did nothing. He never did anything. It was a part of the whole Balco scandal. He was indicted in 2007 on perjury and lying and had that stuff thrown out. He got away with it. Perjury charges dropped. And so Barry Bonds is scot-free. Not in the court of public opinion, though. I mean, sometimes you get involved with lawyers in the legal process and you stretch it out long enough, somebody makes a mistake. And there's nothing. Nothing happens. You just walk about your day. Like Barry Bonds, a 14-time All-Star, a 7-time MVP, an 8-time Gold Glove Award winner. The man has the most home runs in Major League Baseball history, 762. God rest his soul. This was a sweet man. I'm so thrilled. He's one of the human beings that I met before he passed. Hank Aaron was just like, I don't feel good about it. And he was always gracious with Barry, but he never felt good about it. 73 home runs in a year, and everybody's just like, oh, you did it because you're jealous of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Why don't they love me? Why don't they love me? And Barry Bonds was always prickly. Yeah, listen to Barry Bonds. Years ago, more than 20 years ago, asked about using steroids. Barry, did you use it? Like, tell me something, please, maybe.
Barry Bonds' lawyers will be back in a federal courtroom today, trying to keep evidence of positive drug tests away from jurors. Bonds has pleaded not guilty to charges he lied to federal prosecutors about positive tests for performance-enhancing drugs. His trial is set to start next month. Yesterday, the judge released 200 pages worth of documents that show how the prosecution intends to prove its case without the help of Bonds' personal trainer, Greg Anderson. The documents show Anderson once told his business manager that he injected Bonds with performance-enhancing drugs all over the place.
What? All over the place. Hey, Barry, Barry, let's listen to Barry. Barry, is this true? Did this happen, Barry?
Hey, Barry, there's a lot of people here tonight over here.
Oh.
There's a lot of people here tonight who helped you get here, but one person who's not able to be here is Greg Anderson. If he happens to be watching TV right now, is there a message you'd like to send out to him?
Why are we in that conversation?
Just another
negative question. I'm not going to get into that.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, if we hit the fast forward button, Barry Bonds, the way he answers questions, he could run for president, don't you think? Barry Bonds was ahead of his time.
That he was.
He's ahead of his time. Why negative questions? Why are you asking me these negative questions? Damn. It's like, hey man, it's my birthday. Why are you asking me about this crap for? Just had the time of my life hitting home runs, ask me about this crap. Here's the deal though. Throughout all the legal issues, the allegations, the threats of prison, the vindication, I guess, from his perspective, due to a failed system. At least at this point in life, specifically when he became the hitting coach of the Marlins, which he is no longer, Barry Bonds actually admitted that he was a jerk. Barry Bonds said, and he didn't admit to doing drugs, but he said he didn't help himself in the court of public opinion. Barry Bonds, like Roger Clemens, is no longer eligible to be voted into the Hall of Fame via the sports writers. He has to go in via a veterans committee, a committee of his peers. The soonest that he could go in addition to Roger Clemens, would be next year. Do I think that's going to happen? Hell no. Barry Bonds said this a couple of years ago. He says, me, it's on me. I'm to blame for the way that I was portrayed because I was a dumbass. I was straight stupid, and I'll be the first to admit it. I mean, I was just flat out dumb. What can I say? I'm not going to try to justify the way I acted toward people. I was stupid. It wasn't an image that I invented on purpose. It actually escalated into that. And then I maintained it. You know what I mean? It was never something that I really wanted. No one ever wants to be treated like that because I was considered to be a terrible person. You'd have to be insane to want to be treated like that. That makes no sense. Barry Bonds, talking to the Mighty 1090, was also asked about how he is, his personality when he played. He didn't tell no lies. He said the same thing. I was stupid.
Man, I was an idiot with the press. And I stated that before. I was just a dumbass with the press. But, and I wasn't dumb with people. They made a story out of like it was people. But I was never mean to the people. I was just not a smart media person.
Yeah, he also never admitted to doing drugs. And why would he? That man is not trying to open up no can of worms. You want to talk about the best baseball player ever who is not in the Hall? I got Barry Bonds at number one on my list. They did not even want to pitch to this man. Intentional walk, intentional walk, intentional walk. Are we going to see Barry Bonds do anything? Intentional walk, intentional walk. This man swung the ball, left the building. Drug induced or not. I got Barry Bonds at number one on the list. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of MLB players who have not gotten into the Hall of Fame. I got Sammy Sosa at six. I got Mark McGwire at five. I got Roger Clemens at four. I got Alex Rodriguez at three. I got Pete Rose at two. I got Barry Bonds at number one. Oh, there's more players. There's another guy who was sitting at that congressional panel in 2005. He pointed at a camera and he's just like, I never did nothing. And then he lied. Oh, there's a lot of liars. There's the guy who snitched and ratted out a lot of these dudes. He also played for Oakland. I could go on and on about gentlemen who are good enough to be in a Hall of Fame. They're just not. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who are some of the best baseball players ever who are not in the Hall? And then we got a guy like Andrew Jones. Chipper Jones thinks that he belongs in there. I'll tell you what I think on the other side, and I'll take your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, you're here, me here with you, you with me. All the same thing. Anyway, I just gave you a top six list. We went through a list of some of the best Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame. At number six, I gave you Sammy Sosa. At number five, I gave you Mark McGwire. At number four, I gave you Roger Clemens. At number three, I gave you Alex Rodriguez. At number two, I gave you Pete Rose. And at number one, I gave you Barry Bonds. So many other players, so many other cheaters, so many other alleged cheaters, people banned and suspended and given the boot. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You want to name some of these players? Is there one player that comes to your mind who is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame but deserves to be there? I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Connecticut and talk to Rob. Rob, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
What's going on, JR? First off, I'd like to say that you're one of the most smoothest talking people on this radio station. And that's why I enjoy listening to you. You're just smooth with everything you bring to this table.
Oh, thanks. You know? Thank you. What's up?
I listen. I mean, you know, Bart's awesome. He's funny. You got Zach. Yeah. You got your boy Ryan over there. So other than that, you know, I had to think about this one when you were talking about some of these players. And, I mean, Pete Rose came to mind real quick because, you know, I'm going to be 60 on February 1st. So I was able to experience watching Charlie Hustle. And he was an exciting player. He really was. And I would argue up and down. Yeah, he gambled. But what he did on the field was extraordinary. But the other person that I was thinking about was Shoeless Joe Jackson.
I know you didn't see him play. You didn't see him play, did you? I know that.
No, but I know all about it, and I've heard stories about him. 356 batting average, 1,772 hits in his 12-year career. And we all know about the Black Sox game.
We don't know. We know he's banned, and he's been banned, and we know he ain't here, but
absolutely. Other question I have for you. Hold on,
Rob.
Okay. It's your floor. You go.
Yeah, I know. My club, my floor, yeah, all that. Yeah, we don't. There's never going to be no resolution. Like, he's been banned. He's gone. There was reports that he didn't do anything. He wasn't involved in throwing it. But I don't know. The world will never know. It's like how many licks. Hey, do you know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Do you know that, Rob?
That's before his time.
He doesn't know, and neither will you know, and I won't either. What were you going to ask me? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, now, when you get out of the studio, do you go over to wherever, you're always talking about Magic World or whatever, places down there in Atlanta. I heard there were some pretty good hot spots down there because, just to let you know, on and off for 10 years, I was a DJ in one of those types of clubs.
Oh, okay. Well, now coming to the stage. That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That was me.
The place
for the whole family.
Fun for the I don't know for the whole family. I don't know if you could take children there.
But anyways, I heard you trying to sway Ryan when he thought that Penn State was going to go to the national championship. So you were going to try and get him to go over to what is it called? Magic World or something?
No, it's not called Magic World. It's not the world. It's just the city, Magic City.
Magic City, that's it. Yes. Is it really nice in there?
I don't know. You got to ask Hickey. Hickey, did you go?
He was too busy
eating Hooters chicken sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
See, I pay attention, my friend.
Okay, yeah, he's eating. What did you say? Hooters? Okay. Thought I heard something else.
Yeah, he was at Hooters.
Okay.
Yeah, he was at the PG-rated place.
Okay, Rob. I think you could take your family to Hooters. I haven't been in a while. Thank you, Rob.
Hey, JR, thanks a lot, man. Always a pleasure.
I appreciate you. Rob, calling from Connecticut. Hickey, did you make your way to Magic World?
I've been to Magic Kingdom before.
Okay.
I don't know if that's in the same realm of Magic World and Magic City, but...
No, not
different? That's fun for the whole family, Magic Kingdom.
Magic, with the animals.
Oh, it's right? Animal Kingdom. Magic... Is there Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom? Does it not go? I don't know. What's like the main place in Disney World?
Disney? I don't know.
I
hate going down there, bro. I don't know. Have you been to that stupid castle? What's that castle called? I got a photo in front of that cat. What's that thing called?
Were you smiling at least?
Yeah, I think I was smiling. Let me tell you something. You know what creeped me out about going down there?
What's that?
I met Mickey Mouse and he blinked at me. And I'm like, bro, this is too much. I do not need Mickey Mouse bigger than... He's bigger than me. He's big as hell. He blinked. Like, be not supposed to blink. You're a mascot. What the hell are you blinking out here for? He's too giant and too realistic for me. I'd rather go to Magic City than to Magic Kingdom. No thanks.
I would agree.
Good man. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we were asked about the adult establishments, we were talking about Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. There are some other players, some who didn't cheat. Well, I guess most of them cheated. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about these cheaters. Are there other players who deserve to be in the Hall? Are there players who were good, but they're not in the Hall? I'll get some more of your calls on the other side. That's 855-212-4227. And then, of course, we're going to give you a recap on all the many things that took place today, including Jimmy Butler's suspension. Yes, he's been suspended again. And apparently, it looks even more difficult for him to get to Phoenix. I will explain. The Jets got a coach. The Bears got a coach. The Jaguars don't have a coach. But you got me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.